You're not quite sure how you got here. You feel as if you were transported almost in a dream. In the center of the clearing is a giant eyeball that appears to be growing from a rocky outcropping in the ground. You see a group of kobolds across the clearing that hasn't noticed you yet. They're chanting something that's hard to make out until you hear the unified chant of, "All hail the great Eye God!" This is the side quest. In this Becoming DM side quest, we're talking about finding in-person games. Hey everyone, this is John and welcome to the side quest, Becoming DM's short form episodes for our smaller form topics. We've talked about finding people for your game back in episode 29, the mainline episode. That's becomingdm.com/EP29. So if you want broader guidance on finding new people for your game, please check that out. In this episode, I felt it would be good to recap some of the options for finding local games, but also drill down into that local aspect. In that episode, we're a little bit broad brushed on finding people for your games in general. While we're primarily going to be talking about finding a game for a DM in this side quest, these locations and areas will help you find one in a player side too. Just remember that from a player's perspective, you'll probably need to do a little bit more legwork than maybe as a DM. So let's just jump right into some of the options of where we can find games locally as a DM. First off, and it should come as no surprise, is the local game store. Many of the local game stores are going to have a bulletin board in store that will allow you as a DM to post looking for players or also other games looking for DMs or players, stuff like that. So great place to start looking or to start posting. Some local game stores are going to be a little bit more advanced. The game store that I go to a lot has a Discord server where I can join in and they have channels there that are specific to finding games. Or they might have a mailing list or some sort of web form that you can sign up for to look for people as well. I know that when I was in Austin, Rogues Gallery had a online system to do things like that. I would say that if you're doing local game stores, make sure that you're not limiting yourself to just one, because just the fact that it's the game store that you go to does not mean that it's the game store that everybody goes to. So if you have multiple game stores in your area, make sure that you are spreading out your search into those other game stores, because you might find the right person somewhere that you don't usually go to. Next for finding games is going to be local Facebook groups. And a lot of cities have a Facebook group that is going to be dedicated to role-playing games in that city. So some examples of that are Tabletop RPG Dungeons & Dragons Las Vegas and Henderson, which is a Facebook group obviously focused on Las Vegas and Henderson in Nevada, Casual Dungeons & Dragons Austin, RPG Gamers of Portland, and the list can go on. Typically what I recommend is search for city name plus Dungeons & Dragons or city name plus RPG. For those to find those groups, and they should be pretty easy to find. These are great because you already know that these people are in your local area. It is probably going to reach out to people that are not at the game store that in some cases are not at the game stores that you are frequenting. So you don't have to necessarily go to each of those game stores, and it's just a great way to reach out to that local community. I've found games to play in those last two that I mentioned, the Casual Dungeons & Dragons Austin, as well as RPG Gamers of Portland. I found people for games as well as games for myself to play in. Next up is Nextdoor, and I believe I've mentioned this a couple times on the show. You don't really think of Nextdoor as really an option to find games. It's not dedicated to RPGs. It's often dedicated to people complaining about their neighbors. But I have found that I've had actually quite a bit of success looking for players via Nextdoor. My Pathfinder game that I've talked a lot about on the Becoming DM show was largely created doing a post to Nextdoor. In fact, this podcast sort of could be told that it came about of that. So I met Felicia through one of those Nextdoor posts, and she and I started this podcast initially. Don't think to not use it just because it seems like it's not aligned to what you're looking for. Putting a post out there could actually be a great way to find a game or find people for your game. Next is Meetup. I personally have not used Meetup to find a game yet, but I do know that if you go into the Meetup app, you can find local meetups that are tied to board gaming, role-playing games, of a variety of things. And so they're not going to necessarily be specifically for you to find a game, but if you show up to some of the meetups and you hang out with these people, it could be that you find some people that you can ask into a game, that you can get asked into a game with them, whatever that may be. The next item on the list is a neighborhood mailing list or Facebook group. The last couple of neighborhoods I've lived in, they've had some sort of way of communicating with the folks in the neighborhood. Where I currently live, we have a mailing list for a couple of blocks within the neighborhood that I've actually reached out to and found a player for the game that I'm currently running. My last neighborhood had a Facebook group dedicated to it. Keep an eye out for things that are specific to your neighborhood and think about using that as well. Again, not dedicated to RPGs, but I think it's useful to tie in and grab those. The last thing we'll talk about is coworkers, friends, and colleagues. Before you go down this route, though, ask yourself if you really want to spend your leisure time with this person, because just because they're a coworker and just because they might be interested in Dungeons and Dragons or whatever game you're playing does not mean it's someone that you want to spend time outside of work with. So while it may seem like, oh, this is a great match, they're excited about the game, I'm excited about the game, let's go. If it's somebody that you just really don't care for, don't move forward just because it looks like it's a person for your game. With that being said, I would say that this group of people is one of those that you may not realize that they have interest in playing the game. They may have already played it and just are struggling to find a group to play with. They may have not played it and heard about it and had interest in it, but just didn't know how to get started. Whatever it is, the fact that you haven't talked to them about it specifically is a reason to reach out and say, hey, have you ever thought about doing this? Or, hey, I'm starting a game. Would you be interested in playing this? You'd be surprised. One of the players in my Pathfinder game currently, after we had a couple of people that had to drop out, I was looking for people and I reached out to a coworker of mine who was into some more nerdy things. And I asked him and he was like, oh yeah, I've been looking for a game forever. Would love to play. And this was a guy I got along with really well. So don't write off your coworkers, friends, and colleagues just because you haven't seen them play a role-playing game before. It could be that they just haven't had a way to get in. That is our quick run through of some ways to find local games or local players for your game. Good luck in finding that. We'll talk to you soon. Join us next week for the mainline episode. And until then, stay nerdy, friends. Thanks for joining us again. Make sure to share the show with friends to help grow our audience. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/becomingdm. On Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, we are Becoming DM. And our website is becomingdm.com. Becoming DM is produced by John Welsh and Danielle Tremblay. The show is edited by John Welsh. We'll be back in 2 weeks. See you then.